I have the one and only Sandra Bender sitting in the studio with me, the CEO of Center in the Square. How are you?
Great. It's wonderful to be here.
I don't even know where to... I guess just for people who don't know, you're originally from this area, right?
That's right. I grew up just an hour north of here, Listowel, Ontario, on a small farm. Mom and Dad are still up there, so it's kind of home for me still.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you used to go to the Center in the Square when you were younger, right?
Yeah, my aunt, who actually worked here with the Board of Education, she used to take me regularly to see shows at the center. Seen everything from musicals to symphony shows to rock and roll stuff.
So what shows do you remember liking the best? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, as a little kid, she used to take me to see Raffi and things like that.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we loved
right.
that.
Yeah.
But I think probably the best show I ever saw was Johnny Cash, because I'm a huge, huge, yeah. huge Johnny Cash fan.
Yeah.
And that was probably one of the most exciting shows I've ever seen anywhere in the world. But particularly at the Center in the Square, that's the one that really matters to me.
Yeah. For people that don't know, I often tell people that the Center in the Square is one of the most, it's the best acoustic hall or one of the best halls for sound in North America. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, the hall was very much built for acoustic sound, mm-hmm. and it was very much built around that main hall. It's a little bubble of heaven if you're a real sound person. If you understand acoustic, if you sound, if you care about sight lines, pretty much anywhere in that venue, you've got a good sight and a good ear, basically.
Mm-hmm. Because I think I've been seeing shows there since, 1980, and this is a tradition for me because I've talked to Dan Donaldson's been a guest on my show, Jimmy Grant's been a guest on my show, and now we have you, which is so great. How did you get involved in art? Like, how did you get involved in the arts? Did you start on stage and go on to arts admin? How did it work for you?
No, not at all. I actually ended up in arts admin from working with a bunch of colleagues at the time who were trying to make a band go. And I was looking to make some cash, so I started presenting little shows here and there in small clubs, small venues. And from there, opportunities just sort of started to expand.
What bands? What band?
These are like literally garage bands. Unfortunately, none of them ever made it. But it was a great time in terms of making some cash during university. And it was a great time after I left university in terms of really getting to know the business. Mm-hmm. And it really was business. It wasn't just about the arts. It was really getting to know how you manage these things, market these things,
how
you engage with audiences.
And we need people like you. So I think that is really cool. Then you left Canada in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Australia. What were you doing in Australia? I already know the answer to this question. What were you doing in Australia?
Well, I originally went over to work with the Australia Council for the Arts. They had hired me to run a bunch of their major international projects like the Venice Biennale and work with their major festivals. And interestingly, from there, I ended up working with a television company, which ran two arts channels, a film channel and an arts channel.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that for the last couple of years while I was there before I came home.
Okay. And so that was sort of like, I guess, would be like Bravo, Showtime, HBO over here, that sort of thing?
Yeah, one was a world movie, so international film, which I love and have mm-hmm. worked with for years. And the other channel was a brand new arts channel, a little bit more artsy than probably Bravo. They had put a lot of money into the idea of commissioning and producing work by living legends in Australia at that time.
What were the living legends in Australia?
Oh, we did everything. We did commissions with, you know, the likes of a Cate Blanchett. She was interviewed for a bunch of things. We had opportunities to work with a bunch of theater companies and musicians at Sydney Festival, Melbourne Festival. It was just really about capturing work that was going on in Australia.
Yeah, that is awesome. So how long have you been at Center in the Square now?
Just over 2.5 years.
And so far, how do you like it?
Oh, listen, it's been pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It's a great venue. There's very few venues in this country that are that size.
Mm-hmm.
When you have 2,000 seats to work with, you have a huge breadth of content that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller venues, you can't. So it's a real luxury to be able to work with a venue that size. We've got our challenges like everybody in the arts world these days.
Yeah.
But the best part of it, obviously, is actually working with so many of the artists that we've been working with the last 2 years.
That's true, too. You have, like, everybody, like, it's a hot ticket. It's Book of Mormon. Can you talk a little bit about this, just a bit?
Well, yeah, we're really excited. It's obviously launching next week on Tuesday night. The preview is Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're sold out now for Tuesday night, or maybe we have one or two single seats left.
Yeah.
But we launch on Tuesday and we run right through till Sunday. it's a pretty exciting show for us to have. We're one of only four cities in Canada that have gotten it outside of, obviously, Toronto. It's a big deal on the first run that we were part of that lineup. So we're really excited. The cast is the same cast or similar cast to the ones that were in Toronto, mm-hmm. which is a great production.
Yes.
And we can't wait till they basically take over our venue on Sunday when they load in, and they'll be there for the full week, which is pretty exciting for us.
Yeah, the whole, I mean, everybody's, all my friends, we're all hardcore South Park fans, and now I hear they're doing Cannibal the Musical. That's coming to the stage, which I'm not surprised because I saw the film years ago. I work in a film store, and that's one of the first films I ever saw. And I think that these guys are like modern-day Gilbert and Sullivan. You know, they've always had that sort of musical theater going. If you see Bigger, Longer, and Uncut and all these great South Park mm-hmm. movies, it just makes sense that they would, you know, come to Broadway and take it over by storm. There is one question I have to ask you, and that's this Bill Cosby stuff. Oh, we don't have to talk a lot about it, but...
Oh, listen, it's been a tough, probably the last 10 days have been a pretty tough period. Yeah. We've known about some of these issues for pretty much since they were first announced, even by the comedian who raised it in October. Mm-hmm. So it's been tough. It's been tough to, you know, really respond the way I think the community wants us to respond. We're not in the driver's seat on this one. So usually when you're in the driver's seat, you control a little bit more in terms of how you navigate.
Yes.
We're not. We're one of multiple players in this. And even though it's our venue, and obviously the community is quite concerned about it, we've got to toe the line and sort of manage what we can and can't do. Similar to when you program, you always want to bring the best and you always want to do the right thing for your community.
Mm-hmm.
This is no dissimilar. We want to do the right thing by the community. I have to say the community has been extraordinarily supportive. I know some folks obviously haven't been, and I get where they're coming from. I share their concerns, but it's been phenomenal. A number of the social services and even the city, folks have been really understanding of the circumstances.
Yeah.
It isn't like we're supporting something. It's like we have a contract. Mm-hmm. We need to manage this professionally. And we continue to work with the promoters and obviously all involved to see if there's some form of managing this to everybody's satisfaction.
Yeah. I remember years ago when Center Square did Puppetry of the Penis, that caused the, you know, there were people outside with placards. It was, you know, and it's come back since. And, you know, now it's not that big a deal. Were they from Australia or New Zealand?
Yeah, they're from Australia. Well, as far as I know, they're Australians. That's how I know them.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I would much rather be dealing with the puppetry of the penis right now, quite frankly, than this one. I find this one is probably a first time in my career. I've never quite experienced something quite like this. This one's a tough one.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to take a musical break, and we're going to go to your playlist. And you know what? It's... When I was asked to put these songs together, I thought, this is way too cool. You've got everything. Well, you know what? The first track is, I didn't know Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp were working together. This is interesting. So we're going to play a couple tracks off your playlist, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some new things that are going on in Center in the Square, programs to come. So this is Coral FM. This is Sound FM. I'm here with my special guest, Sandra Bender, and this is from her playlist. This is, I think, Too Deep by Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp, and I think we might go into David Byrne and St. Vincent and Who. We'll be right back.
motion, she sat down slowly, drank a cup of coffee, and she'll fall on me. She begins to tell us all her life story. All around the table, everybody's staring. Who shouts out hallelujah? Who's gonna sing?
Okay, that was David Byrne and, of course, St. Vincent and Who. And this is from, and then before that, Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp, Too Deep. So, and this is from Sandra Vender's exclusive playlist that she gave me. So, your own CD.
Thanks very much. Never had my own.
She's not saying a word. Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, this is Coral of Heaven. I'm here with Sandra Vender, CEO of Center in the Square. So, I was asking you during the break about the studio space and what's going on, how, you know, all the different transitions that you've made since you've come in.
Well, the studio space, we've actually transitioned most of the musicians that were playing in there to the onstage format because we just wanted to have a bit more capacity, and we just felt it was kind of more unique and distinctive for the artists that were coming in. But we've kind of reconfigured the studio largely to be for kids' space. So Saturdays, we often have two, maybe three shows with a variety of both local and international kids' shows. Most shows range for little kids, sort of under eight, but it's been a fantastic success for us. We've got about 7 to 8 shows every year. Everything from magicians to crazy scientists to crazy physical theater, you name it. So it's been wonderful.
And we were just talking during the musical break about the onstage series too. The musicians, they love it. You know, it's an interesting format because it's a cabaret style. If you haven't been on an onstage series, you guys have to go. It's so cool because they're cabaret style setting and the band plays. Like, you're facing, it's kind of daunting sitting on the Center and Square stage looking out. And while I was there the other night during the Sky Diggers, I thought, I was just trying to remember all the people I've seen on the stage sitting in the audience.
It is pretty unique. We have one of the largest stages in the country, probably even internationally, we're one of the top ones. So it allows you to do a lot of things that you wouldn't normally get to do. Mm-hmm. So the idea that we could flip it and literally the audience can view the artist and view the actual hall, it's very beautiful, quite calming, but it's also pretty daunting when you think all of the artists are actually standing there looking out at, you know, 2,000 people.
I know. It's kind of neat. You were telling me that you have, there's some new things happening. So do you want to talk a little bit about the things that are going on? You have someone in charge of programming, new person in charge of programming?
Yeah, we just brought in someone who actually is out of Toronto. He had been at the Rose Theatre in Brampton most recently. And his name's Greg Henderson, and he's joined me as a programming manager. We want to do a bit more programming both in the venue but also off-site. And we're looking at other partnerships. We just launched a partnership last year with the Comedy Festival, and we're now trying to figure out how we might work with someone like the Koi Festival and other players in the local scene. So Greg's going to help me do that and basically increase our capacity to program more work, both smaller scale as well as large scale work.
Mm-hmm. Is there, if you, this is like a wish list, like, can you, do you have any scoops for next season? Or is there, if you had a, if you could bring anybody into the Center of the Square, who would it be and why?
Oh, that list is long. I've got a very long list. I think one of the ones that I actually have on my playlist that I've tried and I would still like to try is actually Mike Patton. He's got a Mondo Cane project, which is this fabulously interesting, eclectic 50s Italian pop. Yeah. It sounds crazy, but the stage production and him, absolutely spectacular. I'd love to have them, but I'd love to have ZZ Top. You know, ZZ Top's been touring around. If we could nab them, I would love to have ZZ Top.
You got Chanteuse on here. That's pretty.
Yeah, can't go anywhere without ZZ.
That's pretty rocking there, lady.
I think that suits this town. I think ZZ's a good mix for this town.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Definitely.
What the audiences of tomorrow, what do you think, What would you like people to take away with them most about the Center and the Center shows and the audience of tomorrow? How do you see it?
Well, I think we've got some challenges there because obviously when I walked into the theater, it was really clear to us that we had a very nice little audience that was very committed and very dedicated to the center. But a lot of folks maybe came once a year, maybe once every 5 years. So we've worked really, really hard to try and make it a destination for a larger group. All things for all people is a very tall order to deliver on. Mm-hmm. But we've tried really hard to bring both contemporary, relevant work that might be a little bit more appealing to the younger guys in that 30, 40-year-old sort of bracket. Tried to bring in things like Million Dollar Quartet, which is a great production, musical production, mm-hmm. with great artists, you know, included in that scheme. But we also tried to meet sort of the older or the sort of aging population, as they say, in our community. Because we do kind of have to reach all folks in all community. We've brought in contemporary dance. We've done hard rock shows.
Yeah.
We've really tried to broaden how people view the center so that even if we only have 600 people in for ballet jazz from Montreal, that's 600 people who probably never came to the center before. And it was dance that brought them. So for us, it's really about eclectic, broad, really trying to push our range. And then obviously we've got to balance the realities of what we can do in the calendar and what we can afford to do financially.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's such a great, I mean, you have a, there's a tradition there, the Nutcracker.
Yes.
That's, is it Ballet Jorgen?
Ballet Jorgen,
and they've they usually come in on the December 28th, I'm thinking off the top of my head.
That's right.
And that's a long time tradition with the center. That is beautiful. It's such a, and the stage has so many different characters. I've seen it, you know, over the years, I've seen the big musicals, I've seen the rock and roll shows. I remember Simple Minds there. I just missed Alice Cooper.
Oh, you missed a good show.
I heard it was on Halloween. Yes, I heard that.
That was spectacular.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, I could talk a bit more about the onstage because we've got a few more acts coming up.
Because
you were just at the Sky Digger show, right?
Yeah.
So in the new year, we still have, I think, three shows that are coming up. First one up is Jen Grant. We've got her coming in March on stage. We've also got the Devin Cuddy Band.
Right.
Devin is no stranger, especially his dad is no stranger to this town in April.
No kidding.
And then we end the series next year with Joel Plaskett, which is a really good way to end. We started it with Owen Pallett. It's a good thing to end it with Joel, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. What do you do when you're not... What do you do when you're off time, when you're not at Center in a Square? Do you have off time?
These days, there's no off time. I would love to do nothing but program. I wish that's all I could do. Program and deal with brand issues and deal with how you engage audiences. But to be honest with you, we've got a 35-year-old building. So most of my life these days is spent with my engineers looking at how we deal with roofing issues, which are leaking, placing new boilers in the building, dealing with buckling sidewalks. It's not very interesting, but it comes with the territory if you're going to run a venue.
Yeah, exactly. Shall we go back to your playlist?
Definitely.
Okay.
Oh,
This is C6 Steve on Coral FM with my special guest, Sandra Bender. That was C6 Steve. That was from Sandra Bender's playlist. Yeah, and we were just talking during the break. He's very cool. I've always, I really like his stuff a lot. Before you go, for next year, next season, are there any changes that you guys are bringing in for shows or anything like that? Any special?
No, we're still sort of kind of figuring out how we're going to run next year, but largely it'll still be a lot of music acts and comedy. Those are the two shows that, one, I love to program, but it also fits with us. We don't have any major Broadway shows like this year. The Book of Mormon was a really big deal. Yeah. It's about 15,000 people that we sold tickets to, so that's a really big deal for us
yeah.
in one season.
Yep.
So next year I think we're going to go back to the roots of the music and continue pushing through through some of the sort of top list names that we want to bring in.
Awesome. Well, there are like I said, they're doing Cannibal the Musical. Just to give you some ideas. And the Fawlty Towers. Fawlty Towers is going to be on stage, which I think is really funny when you think about it. I guess it's because of young Frankenstein, because of Spamalot and all this kind of stuff. The Monty Python stuff, which is always very funny. I'm trying to think. Years ago, I have interviewed, I didn't interview George Carlin. I met him, but I did interview Billy Connolly when he was there a long time ago, and that was great fun. There's been, and Joan Rivers, of course. There have been some real legends in the business there, and you mentioned Johnny Cash. I'm going to go back to your playlist. I just like to thank you so much for coming by. This is great. Feel free to drop by the station anytime you want, Sandra.
Great.
And do you get some time off at Christmas?
January is usually a slow period, so that's when most of us take a bit of time off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. Let's go back to your playlist. We're going to go to track 13. I think it's Dum Dum Girls. These guys are pretty cool. And then after that, it's Jeremy Fisher, I Lost My Baby. So we're going back to Sandra Bender's playlist. This is Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable. And my favorite, 100.3, or analog dial. You're listening to Sandra Bender's playlist on Coral FM. This is Jeremy Fisher.
I lost my baby. I lost my darling. I lost my friends. I lost my mind. I'm
That was Jeremy Fisher and I Lost My Baby. And that was from Sandra Bender's playlist from Center and Square. So it's been quite the show today. And that was from a video. That was a house concert in Victoria. It was hard to find some Jeremy Fisher stuff, but he sounds amazing. So, and then before that, Dum Dum Girls, Evil Blooms, and Seasick Steve, Down on the Farm, and Mike Patton, who Sandra was talking about, Deep Down. He's very cool. He reminds me kind of a young David Bowie. And then before that, David Byrne, St. Vincent, Who, and Sean Lennon, Charlotte Kemp, Too Deep. I'm so glad that these guys came in and sort of turned the Tonys upside down with mega Tony Award winning music at the Center in a Square. So here is, I Believe, from the Book of Mormon on Coral FM.
Ever since I was a child, I tried to be the best. So what happened? My family and friends all said I was blessed. So what happened? It was supposed to be all so exciting to be teaching of Christ across the sea. But I allowed my faith to be shaken. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed to help the needy, to do the things I never dared. This was the time for me to step up. So then why was I so scared? A warlord who shoots people in the face. What's so scary about that? I must trust that my Lord is mightier and always has my back. Now I must be completely devout. I can't have even one shred of doubt. I believe that the Lord God created the universe. I believe that he sent his only son to die for my sins. And I believe that ancient Jews built boats and sailed to America. I am a Mormon, and a Mormon just believes. You cannot just believe partway. You have to believe in it all. My problem was doubting the Lord's will instead of standing tall. I can't allow myself to have any doubt. It's time to set my worries free. Time to show the world what Elder Price is about and share the power inside of me. I believe that God has a plan for all of us. Believe. I know that
can be a Mormon. A Mormon who just believes.
The fuck is this?
And now I can feel the excitement. This is the moment I was born to do. And I feel so incredible to be sharing my faith with you. The scriptures say that if you ask in faith, if you ask God himself, you'll know. But you must ask him without any doubt and let your spirit grow.
Let your spirit grow.
You'll know it's all true, you'll just feel it.
You'll be a Mormon, by gosh, a Mormon.
I believe from the Book of Mormon, 15,000 people are going to see this show. I am so excited. It's time for me to, my boot heels to be walking. I'd just like to thank my very special guest, Sandra Bender, CEO of Center in the Square. That was so much fun.